Hallelujah. God bless you in Jesus' name. If you are joining us for the first time, this is the hour of prophetic decree. And this program has really been a help for many, many people. It has been a source of blessing to a lot of people. In fact, from the testimony we are having on a daily basis, we can see that God has been performing wonders using this prophetic decree program. And God will also visit you. God will also meet with your needs in Jesus' name. I am trusting God that after this midnight prayer meeting, the yoke of darkness in your life shall be broken. The power manipulating your destiny shall release you. The stronghold of evil altar in your life shall collapse. The power that is manipulating your breakthrough shall be destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. Wherever you are, I want you to begin to appreciate the Lord, as the Lord has given us grace to see the 30th day of the month of May. May is about to wind up. We need to appreciate God. We need to give God glory. We need to bless His name. We need to adore Him. Father, you are good. Father, you are great. Father, you are wonderful. No one like you. No one can be compared with you, Lord. You are the excellent God. You are the King of glory. I lift up your name. I bless your name. I give you all glory. I give you all honor. You are wonderful, Father. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised, my Redeemer. You are worthy to be praised. Thank you, Father. I can see somebody there. The hand of God is upon your life, and the sickness in your blood is going back to the sender. The finger of heaven is promoting somebody again. There is somebody connecting to us now. The Almighty God will break every yoke of darkness fashioned against your destiny. The Lord will promote your life, and the Lord will do wonders in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. There are prayers I want you to pray with me. There are several of them. As we begin to pray this prayer, every witchcraft activity around you over you there shall scatter in the name of Jesus Christ. Open your mouth and pray. Say, any power harassing me in the day and in the night, receive the blow of fire in the name of Jesus. Any power harassing me in the day or the night, receive the blow of fire. Receive the blow of fire. Receive the blow of fire in Jesus' name. Say, any power using witchcraft to oppress me, receive the blow of death in the name of Jesus. Any power using witchcraft to oppress me, receive the blow of death in the name of Jesus. Any power using witchcraft to oppress me, receive the blow of death. Receive the blow of death in Jesus' name. We pray. Witchcraft animal, cry in this environment. There in the name of Jesus. Witchcraft animal crying in my environment. There in the name of Jesus. Witchcraft animal that is crying in this environment. There in Jesus' name we pray. Say, any power consulting divination against my star. There in the name of Jesus. Any power using divination against my star. There in the name of Jesus. Any power using divination against my star. There in Jesus' name we pray. Say, every cauldron working against my health, break in the name of Jesus. Every cauldron working against my health, break in Jesus' name we pray. Say, sickness planted into my blood by household witchcraft, go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, sickness planted into my blood by household witchcraft, go back to the sender. Go back to the sender. Go back to the sender. Sickness planted into my blood by household witchcraft, go back to the sender. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, Holy Ghost, overshadow my life. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, overshadow my life. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, overshadow my life. Overshadow my life. Overshadow my life. In Jesus' name we pray. Beloved, a few days ago I started talking about the mystery of covenant violation, and what I was explaining all the while, in summary, is talking about a covenant established in our family line by our ancestors, and the terms of that covenant were not known by us, And many of us, we have violated the covenant now. What we order, the punishment of that violation is really working against us. And that is why we need to really pray very well. You see, when some violated the covenant that was made by their ancestor with the Gibeonites, it resulted to a lot of problems in the land of Israel. There was famine upon famine, year by year. There was a lot of problem there until, you know, David had to go and meet with the Gibeonites. And the Gibeonites has to instruct them what to do and before they can be delivered from that particular bondage. You also, you need to ask questions. You need to tell the Lord to reveal to you what are the covenants in your family line that you have violated today and you are suffering under the yoke. What are those things? They have told you that this they don't do in our family. And instead of you to ask questions and use the biblical way to break it, you went violating it. When you violate an ancestral covenant, it can give you a dead blow, because that covenant was formed with you and you agree with them in that covenant, and that is why violating it may be very deadly. There are things you must do to break yourself free from it instead of just going to violate it anyhow. Many Christians have done it. Many of them have died untimely. Many of them are in serious problem now because the ancestral covenant was violated by them. Instead of them breaking the covenant using the power and the blood of Jesus, they just went to violate it, and it's becoming a problem today. I may not know whether you are suffering under the yoke of violation of covenant, but I want to tell you that God can deliver you. I want you to confess your sin to the Lord and tell the Lord to have mercy. Tell the Lord to show you mercy. Confess your sin unto Him, and He's going to show you mercy. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. I pray for all of you who have given your life to the Lord. The Almighty God will touch your life, and the power of God will rest upon you in Jesus' name. Beloved, there are prayers we need to pray to be free from the bondage of generational covenant. You are going to open your mouth wide as you pray this prayer with power. Say, every generational covenant that is arresting my progress, break in the name of Jesus. Every generational covenant that is arresting my progress, break, 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 break. Generational covenant arresting my progress, break in Jesus' name. Say, generational evil covenant stagnating my destiny, break in the name of Jesus. Generational evil covenant stagnating my destiny, break in the name of Jesus. Generational evil covenant stagnating my destiny, break, break in Jesus' name. Pray, say, generational evil covenant assigned to waste my labor, break in the name of Jesus. Generational evil covenant assigned to waste my labor, break in the name of Jesus. Generational evil covenant assigned to waste my labor, break in the name of Jesus. Generational evil covenant assigned to waste my labor, break in Jesus' name. We pray, say, every ancestral covenant that I have violated, blood of Jesus, deliver me from the consequence in the name of Jesus. Every ancestral covenant that I've violated, blood of Jesus, deliver me from the consequence, deliver me from the consequence, deliver me from the consequence, deliver me from the consequence. In Jesus' name we pray, say, consequences of violation of covenant affecting my life, blood of Jesus, deliver me now in the name of Jesus. Consequences of violation of covenant affecting my life, blood of Jesus, deliver me, deliver me, deliver me, deliver me, deliver me. In Jesus' name we pray. Get a bottle of oil or water. Father, we sanctify this oil. We sanctify this water. We pray they shall carry the power of the Holy Ghost. They shall carry the anointing that break the yoke of darkness. In Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your head now, your center head. And you are going to shout your name. Emmanuel, hear the word of the Lord. Arise and shine
in the name of Jesus. Emmanuel, hear the word of the Lord. Arise and shine. Arise and shine. Arise and shine. Arise and shine. In Jesus' name we pray. Take the oil and anoint your chest. Lay your hand upon that chest. Say, Emmanuel, hear the word of the Lord. You will not die before your time in the name of Jesus. Emmanuel, hear the word of the Lord. You will not die before your time. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. Take that oil and anoint your stomach. Lay your hand upon that stomach and say, poison of generational evil covenant affecting my internal organs. Break in the name of Jesus. Poison of generational evil covenant affecting my internal organs. Break, 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 break in Jesus' name. Pray, pray it second time in this version. Say, poison of generational evil covenant affecting my destiny. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. Poison of generational evil covenant affecting my destiny. Yeah, yeah, in Jesus' name we pray. Now take the oil and drink a little. And say, I cough out every poison of the serpent inside of me. I cough out every poison of the serpent inside of me. In the name of Jesus, I cough out every poison of the serpent inside of me. In the name of Jesus, I cough out every poison of the serpent inside of me. I come out. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your hand now as I pray. This hand that you have anointed shall prosper. This hand that you have anointed shall receive the anointing to make wealth. In the name of Jesus. Anoint your legs. Your legs shall not fail you. Your leg shall not be weak. Your leg shall not be amputated. I prophesy upon your leg to take you to the land of fulfillment. In Jesus' name we pray. I speak to that sister. Every yoke of stagnancy in your life is broken today in the name of Jesus. I speak to that brother. The power that is pushing you down from the height of the ladder, that power shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus. I am talking to somebody now. The evil strong man appearing to you like a madman in the dream, appearing to you like Ambino in the dream, pursuing your destiny because of the ancestral covenant that your fathers and ancestors made with this madman. I command you to be free from the grip of this madman today in the name of Jesus. Be free, be free, be free, be free, be free, be free in the name of Jesus Christ. In the covenant between you and any madman that your fathers and your ancestors have agreed to work with, I command that covenant to break in the name of Jesus Christ. Any madman that your ancestors sacrificed to the idol that is now oppressing you like a spirit husband, that is now oppressing you like a yoke, may that oppression die in the name of Jesus. I command you to be free, and there shall be testimony in your life. Those who have found it difficult to move forward shall begin to move forward. Those who find it difficult to get married shall begin to get married. Those who find it difficult to have money shall begin to have money. Those who find it difficult to give back, they shall begin to give back. This year, 2021, shall favor every one of us. In Jesus' name we pray. In case you want to get across to us, send information to our WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. Aha. I fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, Festac Town, 7th Avenue, B1 Close, Festac Town. Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue, B1 Close, Festac Town. And I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akiola. God bless you.